want to try and wrap up this last sugya in Lama Tess a little bit first. Also, I just want to talk a little bit of chizuk for the Olam. Problem is, the people I want to speak to mostly are not here. And that's a problem. What? I want to get some chizuk to the Olam. You want to know why, you can just... well, let's learn something first. Okay. So in Kibbutz HaMeches, so a few points of Mechaber over here says that if he has Chatichas... of Pas... and he has Pas Sholem, so the Loch is he has to make a bracha on the Sholem. And he says that is true even if the Pas Sholem is Pas Kiber, and it's Katan, the Chatichah is Pas Tekiah, and it's Gedolus. So the Mila of Sholem overrides the Mila of being Naki, and overrides the, and we Paskin overrides the issue of size. We pass the Kibbutz, and that's Shleimus Adifa. But, Min Zayin, Im Sholem, Misarim, Achtichas, Mechitim, Im Isketara, Menich, Prusa, Tachas, Ashtema, Betzei, Meshtein, Yachad, so we pass the Mikra Adin, that you give the Mila to Min Zayin, but we make this Sholem, the Gemara says, including the Prusa, together with the Shlema, and your Betzei Mishtein Yachad. Now, there were some Chalik V'Shadim, what you have to actually do, B'Shas Betziah, right? You have to actually be Betzei from both of them, or it's enough to just hold them together, so it looks like you're being Betzei from both of them, and then actually just take from one of them. But the Shulchan Aruch passes that you should be Betzei of, or this Pshara includes in it, and that you're Betzei from Shteim Yachad, which is Rashi's second shot. The Ramah points out that this is only true if you want to eat both of them. If you only plan to eat one, so then the fact that the other one's there is well, you're not mechiv to eat it because of the Mile of Akdom. Okay, the Magen Ram over here is Madaik from this din. So we're going to learn Bez Hashem, the sugya. Next sugya, we're going to, after we do the small sugya of beginning Reish Gimel, what makes something Reish Pio 8 as opposed to Reish Pio Adama. The definition of an Elon. But after we do that sugya, the next main sugya we'll do the sugya of Kadima. So in the sugya of Kadima, we play out the sugya of Kadima pairs off Shibas Aminim, Keneged Kaviv. Sholem is not mentioned in the sugya at all. In our sugya, Kaviv is not mentioned at all. Sholem is mentioned. The sugyas are Sholem versus Shibas Aminim, Sholem versus size. Right, there's no mention of a mile of Chaviv. And that sugya, there's no mention of a mile of Sholem. The whole sugya is only Chaviv versus Shibas Aminim. And there's some Achronim which say, theoretically, the Kar, you should make a sushi off one to the other. It's very telling, the Gemara did not compare the two. But the Magen Avraham is Medayik from this case over here that of Pas Kiber, which is Katan, but it's Sholem, against Pas Noki, which is Gadol, which is not Sholem, that you go Basher Sholem. So the Magen Avraham and Reishit Aleph learns from this that the Mile of Sholem is stronger than the Mile of Chaviv, because it's obvious that the Pas which is Noki is more Chaviv than the Pas which is not Noki. So the Mile of Sholem has a Kadima over Chaviv, and therefore in Hilchos Birchos of Paris, he says that that if you have a sholem, that you're marked in the sholem, even if the piece is chaviv yoser, sholem is odiv. Okay, so we shall sue from the two sugyas that we learn the din of sholem from Tzias HaPas to Birchos of Paris. Birchas of Paris. That's one. Sorry? Okay, so I mean, the mahalach of the chayim handled to say that the chayim batzim is suitable for sugyas. Chavibus is a mila in how a person relates to something. So it's a mila in the ma'isa bracha itself. These other things are mila in the item that you're being mevorach on. So we see from the sugya that we look at the item you're being mevorach on as we look at making a bracha as a mitzvah, and there's a musak of hider mitzvah. So you do a mitzvah, you do it nicely. So you take an asterisk, you take a nice asterisk. You take a lulav, you take a nice lulav, you wear it when you bear it willing, you make a bracha, you make a bracha on a nice thing. I might not necessarily enjoy it, but that's not the point. If this is, people say, this is a nice thing, I made a nice bracha. So it's a sholem, it's a mile in the chefza, it's not a mile in the gav. Right? So, naki is a mile in the chefza, right? Now, chaviv is a mile in the gav. I like this very much, so I'm going to say this bracha with more excitement. So it's a mile in the maisa bracha. The sugya over there, pairs off the court, the chomim, whether min shiv is odder or whether chomim is odder. Pasha, they're arguing what is more important. Is there maile mitzad the maisa bracha? Chomim is better. Mitzad the chefsa, the Torah said these are the most chashiv types of fruits, so they should have kadima. So the din of the chefsa. So they're, you know, good brisker Torah, shayla, the din of the chefsa, the din of the gavra, right? Right? The shayla is the fact that this gemara is not nochus to that, it does not bring chomim in bechlal in the sugya. Would be an argument that when it comes to Birchas HaMotzi, it's how the Torah describes lechem as being a very chashuv thing. So we have to look at the chashivas as a kaveya, with mashing other brachas, and it's not necessarily true that that's not how you look at it. And the fact that we ignore chaviv over here is not a right that you ignore chaviv anywhere else. That's the shaila that Chagam handled. But the Maisel Magen Ram says it, the Chayyarim passes it, the Mishabura passes it, and that's accepted in halacha. We shall see one from the other. So this sugya, even though chaviv is a mila, but sholem will override it, and that's why the more ignores the mila of sholem. Okay, the mila of chaviv. Fine. Shivas aminim. The ikra then seems to be that not only is there a mile of Shiva Saminim, but there's a mile of Kadima in the Pasuk. That's the second letter around in the Sugya of Kadima, where the more discusses Shiva Saminim, the more says there's a mile of Kadima in the Pasuk. So something which is mentioned earlier in the Pasuk has a mile of Kadima over something which is mentioned later in the Pasuk. So Chita versus Sa'ara, you would give Kadima to Chita. They're both Shiva Saminim, but you give Kadima to Chitim. So therefore, that's a mile which the Torah gives. So Mela, that overrides the Mela of Sholem, that the Ikra did in the Gemara, so that overrides the Wehwi Paskin. So you make a bracha on the Chita first. Let's say Pas Sarim and Pas Kusmin. So Sarim is an apostic. Even though the Kusmin is Yafa, so a person has a choice between spelt bread and he has a choice between barley bread. Nobody's going to argue that barley bread is better than spelt bread, right? Kusmin is a min chikta, but the mice is not mentioned in the pasuk. So we give a mile to Sarim. Then the Mechaber says a fascinating din. If the person has two shleimus from min echod, the gedola takes precedence over the ketana, which that's pashas the gemara. The more seems to say there is a mile of gedola, just a mile of sholem overrides it. If they're both equal, and that they're both shleimim, there's a mile of gedola. And the chara who did in the case of both prusas, the chara should be a mile of gedola as well. If I have a smaller piece and larger piece, it should be a mile of gedola. That's actually a din in the pesukim. And he says that the Ruchel Gedolah Mishabur says it's only the Shneim Shomim BeYoyfal, but Mektana and the Kia Gedolah Kiber Ruchel Al Ketana. So, but the Mile of Naki overrides the Mile of Gadol. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in the case of both Shleimim. It does not discuss it in the case of Prusas. The Chayyadim Shalzatut the case of Prusa. in the case of you have two things which are prusas, and one is larger and one is smaller, and you're planning to eat both of them, or equally, you know, they're equal to either, whatever one you're willing to take. Either one of them, you should take the one which is gedola as opposed to the one which is katana. Mishabur doesn't mention it. Could be once it doesn't have the mile of shleimus. Shleima, could be there's an argument. Pasha the Moras Masha that there is a mile of gedola in my case of prusa. So that would be the assumption why the Chayadim says it. Mishabur doesn't speak out because it could be special to him. Okay. You're not planning on eating it, it's not a problem. I want to save a bigger one for later for whatever reason. Right? So not. Now there is an arrangement by when you say a moitzi by lechem mishnah, there's an arrangement of urine. So we look at it as a mitzvah, same reveal mitzvahs. So the one that you plan to be chaytzik from, you should put closer to you. So except for Friday night, that you should put that one on top, because that's the one you're going to be mitzvah from. That's the one you're going to say everyone should be on top. Friday night I'll pick a bowl. You're supposed to be betzei from the bottom one. So the Taz says you should put it closer to you. It's lower, but it's more forward. So you should put the upper one further back. So this way it'll be closer to mitzad that. You should make them equal. Most people put them equally, right? So you put the ones on top is the one which is closer to you. So you're not fearing mitzvah. Right? If I'm going to put it on top of it like this, that doesn't help me. You're back to square one, right? Right? It's on top, yeah, but it's like 5 feet away, and the other one's like right next to me. I don't think you should take it away because what's the start to take it away? That's the tamei hefsek between the bracha and the betziah. You know, that's just, you know, like you see people like they take it and they wrap it up in the thing and they put it away. I don't know. And that's dumb. It's very, it looks interesting. But maybe there's some reason I'll speak Kabbalah. So you're past Boishtar that's not being eaten or something. I don't know. But Pashas, it's a hefsek between the Batsiya. You made a bracha, eat. You know, what's get thrown that the chal is sitting there. So take it away later. Like, you know. Okay, so that. Okay, so you take the top one off. I mean, don't take the. Once you move your hand to the bottom one, you're in the mitzvah's problem. You shouldn't be dealing with the bottom one. You should be dealing with the one you're planning to cut. That's all of your. You know, that's where you should be placing yourself. Okay, now, so the Mishabura brings on this din of the Machaber of Pasarim and Paskusman. So you work on the Sarim because it's Minshiva. So this gets involved in Machloikis later on, Reshit Aleph. Of Chavi versus Menshiva. That's a sugya. That's a sugya, and you know that's the big sugya. What has kedima memah? The sugya memalef is the kedima. Chav said the kedima is the Chavi, but Rebbe said the kedima is the Menshiva. The Shulchan Aruch is not machriya in the psak on that. He makes two shitas. So the Mishabura says that this din over here of Pastor and Paskusman, that you do that. It's the Rosh. Well, the Rosh is the one who passes. We pass them in Shiva. So, but over there, the Shulchan Aruch brings another sheet. It says Chaviv. If you like Kusman more than you like Sarim, so Chaviv is Adiv. So Mishabur points out, to the Magen Avraham, that the Yesharim the Chaviv Kaidim. If he's there, this din is only a case where Shneim Shavim Beinov. So if you pass on like the Rosh, so this is true even if the case is the Kusman is Chaviv, but Min Shiva overwrites. If you pass on like the Rambam, then that's not so. The Rif, the Rambam, that's not so. This is only true in Shneim Shavim, then Min Shiva has a Mila. But if the Chaviv if the Kusman is more Chaviv, you would make a bracha on the Kusman. Fine. The Machaber says like this: you have in Sif Hei Has goyim nikiya, has kibur sheyisrael. So it has a milo that it's pas yisrael. See, menum nizum mi pas goyim avorakal isem enchi yirtzu. So each one has a milo. The pas goyim was nikiya, and the pas kibur was shel yisrael. So each one has a milo. So therefore, you can make a broken either one of them. So if you want to choose the pas goyim, you could. That's if you're not nizer. Obviously, if you're nizer, so you're not going to eat the other one. So that's vim hu nizer mi pas goyim mesalik pas nakiim shel goyim el shulchan. Just take it off the table. Okay. Now, so that so the Bach says, if you're nizer, ain't tzarich lesalik. Right, because you're not eating it anyway. Shala, why is that? The Magen Avraham grapples with the question, well, what's the Hecha Timsa? Fine. Then he said like this. Now, v'im balabayis eno nizim mi pas goyim. And he plans to eat pas goyim because of the kiyah. But b'nei beis they want to eat mi pas eno naki shal yisrael. So he's the betzeya, so he wants to eat from that one. So he should be betzeya on that one. What other case other on balabayis is nizim mi pas goyim. He has a guest who's not makbid on it. Kim the mitzvah tells the balabayas, so the balabayas is nizrim paskoyim. The guest is not nizrim paskoyim. I mean, he's going to be feeding the guest from that other bread, but he has a chiyuv to present to his guest from that bread, which is the better bread. It's naki. So you would say min a yofesh goyim. And the balabais is then allowed to eat it the rest of the meal. He says, but that's not, it's chaviv to him. He really likes that other bread better. So it's chaviv to him. And it's naki. And it's so, but he's makbed on mitzad hakpada paskoyim. So in this situation, he should be betzeya on the pas goyim, which is naki and chaviv, in order to be able to give it to his guest, and that he can eat it for the rest of the Suda. So, and that you don't need any type of Hataras Nedarim, because he's Noeg L'chumra on it. His min L'chumra is to follow the Halacha. And the Halacha says, in this situation, this is the appropriate thing to do. So that's, right? So that would be appropriate to do. That's so it's mitzvah bias. Mishnah Berurah says the tzayr lohitzis a chaver b'chasa. Well, the bias the betzayr kadesh shivatzay ba'ain yafa. The kibush areich yochel mipasav the glum shul yafa v'naki. He tira loy gam kain the balabayis leaves tzayr al pashul of the gomim they cover the areich. But without the areich, obviously that's not going to be mutter. Okay. So it's a fascinating din how much Chazal put the chashivas to how to treat your guests. I think it's a double chosh about the mo'ed. How you should treat your guests. The Musar was in that. Okay. The Shalom Paiskim have a Shalom nowadays when this Pas Kibur. So a person says that he finds Pas Kibur to be Chaviv. Let me finish, please. So he says, it's chaviv to me. So we say, bala day, it's a kol adam. Right? You know, to be some sugar now. Place some handle nowadays, when you have the people eat whole wheat all the time. Right? Now, the truth is, my mother-in-law once described to me the pas kibur that they had in Europe to the pas kibur they have nowadays. You know, we don't really have pas kibur nowadays. Right? The pas kibur that they had, the husk was in it, not just the bran. There's the outer husk, which is not edible. Then there's the bran, which, I mean, people nowadays eat, you know, right? and then you have the endosperm, then you have then the wheat germ. So in Europe they had the husk in it also, they had sawdust in it also. I mean, they had everything in it. I mean, you know, that was the bread. It was more like a brick. It didn't rise. There was some other junk. It didn't rise. Come on. It was more like a thick brick, black bread. It was called. It was actually black, right? So now I'm really holy now. I eat whole wheat just like they used to eat, you know, Paskeeper. Like she says this is refined flour with a little bit of whatever, some other junk in it, and they may think that they're really being healthy, you know. But the mice nowadays, it's hard to say, but it's a clodum. Because people talk eat it. People nowadays, it's normal to eat, and people like it. People, you know, people prefer whole wheat. So lecharis in that situation, a person, if you talk a chavim to him, so the mile of naki is because it's something which people prefer. And otherwise, they but it's a lot of the poskim are massive nowadays. A person would prefer whole wheat over the regular, you know, white flour. That's considered that's the mile of chavim would trump, and he would take that instead. What?
But if someone eats it for health reasons, they don't actually like it better.
No, so the Milo Chav is because you like it. If he eats it for health reasons, but he doesn't like it, no, that's Konami. Unless he really needs it for health reasons.
That's
it.
Yeah.
So normally the person say it doesn't, because the fact that it's Chav to you, it's Bavadai, it's a Kolodim. It's not a normal thing. But nowadays, it's that the person say it is called normal. So Riyashiv said the. So the bracha brings the Riyasha said that nowadays, that the pas keeper that we have, you can be mad at that over the pas noki, right? Fine.
They wouldn't change anything but the shivas. The order of the shivas aminim is still.
No, that doesn't affect shivas aminim. Yeah, that's a, right. And that would apply even to, you know, so they have, you know, they have the Ezekiel bread, you know, like, you know, it's sprouted wheat, you know, so it's actually sprouts, already has sprouts in it, and then they grind it up into flour, you know. I'm not sure that, you know, is that pashas, if that would become normal, and I think it's still probably not normal yet, if you don't like that, you know. That would be happy with that one. There you would say, but like it's a kolodim, right? Okay, now, the Chaber says that you have two guskos, which are dukim yachad, sheneflut. So you made your rolls, and as you let them rise, and as they rise, they expand, they touch each other. So you bake them, they bake touching each other, and then you pull them apart. So what happens? You pull them apart, and this one, say Shalem, this one ripped off a little piece. So some of roll number one is attached to roll number two. So roll number two is really a Shalem, but it also has another piece attached to it. So Macharba says you should take off that piece because it doesn't look like a Shalem, because there's a torn piece attached to it. So the one who's torn is torn. Obviously, not a Shalem anymore. But the one who's really a Shalem, you should try to remove that piece. It should look Shalem. It's, even though it'll be, if you leave it there, it's bigger. So you have a mile of gedolah, but we saw that the mile of shalom is bigger, is out of the mile of gedolah.
When you bake together, you pull it apart, it's not from
so if as long as it's not noishech, and it doesn't pull it from the other one, so that's not a concern of shalom. Pash is not. No, they meant that they make the roll separately, and they just put it into these forms. So they rise, that they fill up the space.
But
if they pull it apart, it's not a sholem. It's not a sholem.
Neither are sholem.
What? What? So there's a rush. The rush says if the amount which is missing is less than 1/48, so it's not a chesaron in shalom. So you have to be Mishayer. If they're made to pull apart, and that's, you know, the place they pull apart is just a very minimal amount which goes from one to the other, that's not a problem. But if you talk of it pulls larger pieces, the fact that that's the way it works, but that's not a shalim. That rush is not so poshut. The rush is making a sushtel from Hilchus Ruvich Hatzeris to over here. Hilchus Ruvich Hatzeris, the law is that each member, the way they would make Ruvich Hatzeris, each person would contribute into the Ruvich Hatzeris. So the Mor says you have to give a sholem. You can't give a piece. Because otherwise it's a sholem, it's going to be an issue of people will be upset. I gave a whole thing, you just get part of a thing. So we're talking, you have to give a sholem. And once you give a sholem, it can be bigger or smaller as long as it's a sholem. So the Rosh says, well, what do you mean it's a sholem? The Loch is you have to give mafresh challah. So there's a scenario where it was baked, but before I bring mafresh challah, you would have to take off 1/48 and give to the Kayan. So you always, many times you'd be missing a little piece. So he says, okay, vice versa, that little piece is missing. It's not a chasar and sholem. The gabi, the din of the sholem between the shchenim, because I weren't machshiv, that little amount which is missing as being significant enough that people are going to get upset. But when you're discussing a halacha and the definition of shalom legabi hilchus lecha mishnah or hilchus brachas, lav dafka, that's true. The discussion over there is legabi benonim lechaveroi, how people perceive it. And this is a halacha in, does it have the mile of shalom itzad benonim lemakim of how to make a bracha properly? That whether it's a sushal or not, there's some of the poskim hold it's not a sushal, but the mice of the rush, that the minigard was like the rush, that 1/48, if it's less than 1/48, you're good. There's no shear, so you really have to have them. So I know there are people which are machmer, they don't take these pull apart rolls, because there's always a little bit which is taken off. They're machmer only to have rolls which don't touch. Sesame seed is not part of the roll, Bats. I'm saying it's a sesame seed. If sesame seed falls off and it takes up some of the thing, they're not good. So we all like the rush. Not like that, you know. So as long as it's 1/48, you're good. Now you can make it a sholem. Can you make it a sholem again? So that's the shaila of the poskim also. So I take a little piece breaks off my matzahs. I'll put it in the oven and I'll bake it again. I'll take the roll, I'll put it in the oven and I'll bake it again. So male, it's baked like this. Is that called sholem or not? So some suggest that we call it a sholem. So, you know, it's. So now the Surah adds, when you're betzeya your roll, he says you should be betzeya the roll from the part which looks sholem. So where are you supposed to be betzeya the roll from? So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that story with Menashe and Ravashi, right? That Ravashi called Menashe Hamelech of Russia, and. Menashe came to him in a dream that night, and he says, "You call me Russia. Who are you to call me Russia? What's your business to call me Russia?" He says, "Well, you are Russia." He says, "You know." So he challenged Rashi. Did he know where you're supposed to be betzeya the bread from? He didn't know. He says, "So you're a mamash and I'm Oretz, and you're calling me a Russia, right?" So he says, "Adarav, tell me what," and I'll say, "Oh, your name is Medrash." The next day, it's a fascinating shaila. You get a halacha below Mishmaim here, right? So he said, "You need to take it from the place where it was where it was Nefayafa." Shalom, what that means, nefayav, doesn't mean the top, means the bottom. So halacha says really you should cut from the side. You get it from the top and the bottom. Okay? But another moya, it's another cash, but you should be cut from a place where it looks sholem. So even though it's sholem, the part where you pulled off is touching, it's, you have the name of sholem, it looks like it's porous. So it's much better to cut and take the piece that you're eating from for the bracha of a mitzi from the part which looks sholem, but from the side which is not. So the Rosendorf rolls, that's hard. All this, you know, the outer sides are sholem. Sometimes it looks sholem, but sometimes, you know, if they do more than six, they do like the middle ones. There's all four sides are not sholem. Don't look sholem. Let's see, you have a piece of bread, and the piece of bread, one side is, you know, is taka sholem still. One side is porous. So then there's no mile over there. There's no mile over there to cut from the side which is sholem over the side which is porous. Because the betzim, the whole thing is a prusa. When you're taking from a sholem, there's a mile, we see in halacha, the mile of looking like a sholem. Okay. There's a bir alocha. No, there's a shar tzion in the beginning of Reshit Aleph. On that din that we learn from here, that Shalom has kedima over chaviv. There's going to be at the end of the Gemara. There's two scenarios where you're discussing this din of kedima. Kedima can be relevant. You have multiple items of the same bracha. Which one did you choose to make the bracha on? And you have items with different brachas, which one do you make the bracha on first? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. This machlokes in the Rebbeinu Chachamim. What's it going on? Is it going on a case of Birchas Seim Shavus, but not Birchas Seim Shavus? So then it doesn't apply. Or even the case of Ein Birchas Seim Shavus. So we paskin, the Sulam Nesugya, we paskin that the whole machlokes is with Birchas Seim Shavus. But not because Ham Shabbos, Chaviv is Odis. So that which you all grew up, that you have a choice between an Eitz and a Dhamma, you should make a bracha on the Eitz before the Dhamma, right? You learn like that? You're a kid? Yeah. So that's the Peshitta's Bahag. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that. Shulchan Aruch passes, that's only if they're both Chaviv to you. But if your Hadama is more Chaviv, you should make a bracha on the Dhamma before the Eitz. Because if it's Ein Birchas Ham Shabbos, that chaviv takes precedence. Between a eitz and a dama versus shahakol, that goes first. So I have meat, which I like very much, and I have my green beans that I don't like so much. So theoretically, I should make a bracha on the shahakol first. No, I make a bracha on the green beans first. Hadama goes before shahakol. But I have a eitz and hadama, and I like my hadama much more than I like my eitz. So I make a bracha on the hadama before the eitz. Even if she was a minute. So now, what about if one is a shalit, one is not a shalit? So we just proved over here that shalim is a ma'ala over chaviv, right? That's the sugi over here. You see that shalim is a ma'ala over chaviv. That's the mogen rubs din. So what about, is that only the case of birchas hayim shabbos? The case over here is birchas hayim shabbos. I'm saying I'm waiting to see on something. The shalit, what I have a chaviv, I have which is not a shalim. It's pasnoki and it's, you know, etc. And I have the sholem, which is a paskiver, which is a sholem. So clearly the non-sholem is chaviv. And we say sholem takes precedence over chaviv. So that's the Magen Avraham Azariah, that sholem takes precedence over chaviv. So that's the case of Birchas Hayim Shabbos. Right. We also said over here, Shivas Aminim might override chaviv, even. Right, but by the Ein Birchas Hayim Shabbos, Chaviv overrides Shivas Aminim. So, if I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch right, over here we're saying that Shivas Aminim is better than Sholem, because I have Paschitim, which is a Prusa, and Sarim, which is a Sholem. I make a bracha on the Chitim. I mean, Shivas Aminim is better than Chaviv, right? In that situation, so. Arguably, I should say Chaviv, which is override Shivas Aminim by Birchas Hayim Shabbos, should be better than Sholem. So the Shaar Tzion is masupik about that. In other words, what? Chaviv is totally in you. There's just a machlokes. We just said that there's a case of Baladaitis and Kaladim. Right, but in general, we say Chaviv is totally in the person. Just there's a shaila because we shared him. Does chaviv mean that I in general prefer A over B, or means right now I always like A better than B, but today right now I'm in the mood to have B? Is that called chaviv or not? So that's a machlokes over there. So that's a long shard seen in Reish Yud Aleph Sifkat and Hay. He's masupik about that then. Calls the doctor Shemir Chosem Shabbos. He says, but Davar Shemir Chosem Shabbos Sarachim Mechalelo didn't. So he brings the Derech HaChaim, says that Sholem is better than Chaviv in that situation. So I have an Eitz and I have a Adama. And I like the Eitz better. But the Adama is a Sholem. Sorry, I like the Adama better. And the Eitz is a Sholem. So the Der Chaim says that you should be madif the Sholem over the Chaviv. The Sharsian says he's not sure that he's Derech of the Raya. He says, Komokam Adayin Tzarachiyin. So that he says, at the end of the day, he's not sure what to do. So he's Masufik, Halachalamais, he remains with a Safik. So that's a scenario which could play out. You know, a person sits down to supper and he has a baked potato. The baked potato is a Sholem. Right? So he has a Sholem in his Adama. And so if he's eating, he has a Sholem between his baked potato and his green beans, they're both Adama. Right? So Sholem is Adam. But in a case where Ein Brichos Ein Shabbos, he's also making a bracha on the Ho'eitz, something Ho'eitz, and he likes the Ho'eitz better than the Hadama, but the Hadama is a Sholem, what do you make a bracha on? Where's Masubah got to do? He doesn't give a Hakra Lamaisa what to do on that. No. Mazonos has Kadima. Well, if you're something, you know what to do. So you don't have a cross. So you, each one has a mile. You'll do something, whatever. Can you make the shalom oh shalom in order to avoid the shaylah? Yeah. No, but can we pass in? So we just talking what's normally chavim. I changed my mind. I really hate chunky applesauce. I really hate it, you know. I loved it yesterday for the last 5 years, but today, point, I hate it. No, it's telling you what's chavim. You're normally chavim. Not Shiva Seminim. What do you mean? Shiva Seminim or not? No. I mean, I'm sure Kabbalistically there is, you know, okay. Okay, I just, I, 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 I.